We are those whose voices are lifted. But if we go into that assembly and there is unconfessed sin in our lives, God holds everyone accountable. And if the sin continues to be unconfessed, judgment is going to ensue. A grave responsibility. And we need, my brother-in-law Watson Duncanson used to say, we need to keep short accounts with God. And in this world that is rapidly going downhill, we need more than ever to check ourselves. Do I look at something? I just pause and look at it. But it's unhealthy. Do you know what happens? I may only have looked at it for, not intending to. I might have been flipping through the channels, you know. Surfing, channel surfing. And I see something and I realize it's not wholesome. You know what I need to do? I need to immediately say, Lord, that wasn't wholesome. I shouldn't even have seen it. But you just cleanse me. Let it not even, because I can assure you that at some point during the course of the day, that image is going to pop up again unless I deal with it right then and there. I love reading detective stories. And I used to go on, you know, my daughter bought me a Kindle. And so I went on and looked for all the free books. And I started downloading them to my Kindle. But as I started to read them, I mean, they were suspenseful. But I realized that some of the content was not suitable. And I had to say, Lord, done. As much as I love detective stories, it's filthy. I cannot allow it to permeate my brain. And believe me, I'm not perfect. But I was so impressed by the fact that I could no longer. Now when they say, books for your Kindle, I just delete everything. Don't even look to see what there is. Beloved, we need to keep short accounts with God. Our family lives, we need to follow His instructions, His direction. Our assembly lives, let it be that when I walk into that assembly, whenever I come, but especially on the Lord's Day when I come to remember Him and to show His death, let me make sure that there's no baggage that I'm carrying into that assembly that is going to affect the rest of the saints. The professing church today no longer regards the Lord Jesus as head of the church. They have their own rules and regulations. They make up things that we are going to do and plans. And the Lord Jesus is left outside of those plans. Let us, husbands, love our wives. And let us follow the divine standard, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. And He has a purpose for loving and giving Himself. One of these days He's going to present it to Himself. Wives, let us submit to our husbands. Not because he's a genius, he's the smartest man I know, but because I'm being submissive to my head who is in heaven, the head of the church. And young people, let me, though it might be sometimes painful, Though I might feel that mom and dad are spoiling all the fun in my life, let us be obedient to our parents, to your parents. Let us honor them. Because God has given us a promise that if we honor father and mother, our days may be long in the land which He's given us. Let us as families practice these things and go into our assemblies. And what is going to happen? There's going to be a crescendo of praise and worship that goes up to our Lord Jesus. God the Father is going to get that aroma as we tell Him of His Son and His beauties. But as He sees us being obedient to the one who loved us and gave Himself for us. Shall we pray?